Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hei. So certain people are posleiades because they're related. Certain people are posleiades because they did the wrong things. But here comes a different set of people that are posleiades, and for that matter, posle to be a judge. Ha'oyev, a friend, v'hasainei, as well as an enemy. They can't judge or say edus because we're scared they may not say the truth. Oyev, a friend, ze shushvinoi. That's someone who was his friend during the days of his chuppah. During the Sheva Brachas, he's the one who takes care of the Suda, or he sends him gifts. So the Batanura explains throughout the days of the Sheva Brachas, he can't be a judge or an aide. Sainei, who's his enemy? Kol shalei dibur imay shloisha yamin be'eva. The definition of an enemy is anyone with whom this person that we want to say aid is for or against, this person that is going to be judged over here, did not speak to this judge wannabe or the person that wants to be an aid for 3 days out of sin, out of hatred. I think it was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter who said to his Talmidim 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, make sure you have nothing to do with the Satan, with your Yetzahara. Don't listen to him even one drop, because then he won't be able to testify against you on Rosh Hashanah if for 3 days you held him in contempt and you didn't listen to him and you ignored him. Amru lai v'chachamim said to the Tanakama, so basically you're saying that if he's his friend or his enemy, he's going to lie. We say, lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. Yidden aren't suspected of this. They wouldn't lie in Beis Din because they like the person or hate the person. Therefore, if someone's in a Din Torah, his friend or enemy, according to the Chachamim, can say Eidus about him. The Batanura explains that the Chachamim allow a friend or an enemy only to serve as an aid, but they agree that he can't be a judge. You see, an aid, what does an aid do? He tells Beis Din what he saw, what he heard. So we don't think he's going to lie. A judge has to sit down. The judge doesn't always see things black and white. It's not always clear who's right or who's wrong. A judge has to weigh out the two sides of the case. He has to think. He has to go through all the makairis. At the end of the day, it's like his heart, his mind, that says, okay, Reuven is right, Shimon is wrong, Shimon is right, Reuven is wrong. Now here's the problem. Even if the judge doesn't want to lie, he wants to find the emes. But what happens is, if one of these people is your friend, you're going to see things his way. If one of these people is your enemy, you're going to bedafka see things not his way. That's human nature. A lot of times we know we're lying, but there are times that we don't chap that we're lying. Subconsciously, we see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear without even realizing it. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that a friend or an enemy, someone involved in a Din Torah, cannot judge or say Eidus. A friend means one who's taking care of him when he's a chassin during the Sheva Brachas. An enemy is someone who didn't speak to him for 3 days out of sinna. The Chachamim disagree. They say they don't believe that somebody would actually lie when he says testimony in Eidus, just because he either likes or dislikes the person. And the Batanura explained to us that's inasmuch as an aid is concerned, because an aid doesn't use judgment. He just says what he saw. But a Beis Din that has to think into what they're saying, be sensitive to hearing arguments or dismiss arguments, and he really likes one person or doesn't like one person, without even realizing it, his decision may be based on his feelings more so than his seichel.